Jonathan, are you a WordPresser?
Why, I am.
You are? How do you know?
Well, I'm sure if I would have identified as a WordPresser, but WordPress has been a big part of my life for a long time now, and it's even represented on the shirt that I'm wearing right now, and happily so.
Oh, yeah. I'm actually wearing a WordPress hoodie. That's one of the items on the list, by the way. If you want to go and check whether you're a WordPresser or not, there's a handy little checklist. Do you get excited by updates?
I actually do. I'd say 50-50 of the time, but I'm starting to get excited about this 6.9 release due out near the end of the year.
Excellent. Welcome to Season 10 of Crossword. And we've been planning, man. We got an exciting season planned.
I'm excited. It's good to be back. How was the break for you? It's been a little over a month.
It was nice. I have a confession to make.
Let's hear it.
I didn't actually watch the State of the Word from WordCamp US.
Well, I was there in person, so I can give you my my takes.
Give me the highlights
on it this time around. Well, and it may be worth pointing out why didn't you watch it yet?
I guess I was looking for a summary of it somewhere.
You know,
I wanted to see what are going to be the big highlights. Is there anything in here that's going to be really important for me to see? And I didn't see anybody writing up a summary anywhere. Maybe, I don't know how I missed it, but I just, and then I was just like, well, it must not be very important. Why? You know, every year, Apple just did the iPhone launch, right? And I got up at 3 a.m, and like I've done every iPhone launch since the original. And I watched the whole thing front to back, went for what, like an hour and a half or something like that. And it was great. I enjoyed it. It's a tradition of mine. And afterwards, I sent my wife the like little 6-minute YouTube recap video where someone like compiles all of the stuff and puts it in a 6-minute video. Is somebody doing that for WordCamp for State of the Word? I'd love that.
Yeah, that's a good point. And so a couple of thoughts come to mind for me. First, the fact that nothing like controversial came up out of it is part of why it may not have triggered a particular summary, right? Or someone didn't put the extra effort and say, okay, we have to like pull these things out of this, right? And we talked about that. We weren't expecting it to be, and I'll share my thoughts on it in just a moment. But yeah, I do. I like that idea of someone, and I'm sure, I feel like maybe I'm missing it. I didn't see coverage in the repository. I think they're on break at the moment as well. So, but let me tell you about my experience.
All right. What I want to hear though, Jonathan, what I want to hear is I want to hear the lines that you heard. I want to hear the main talking points, and I want to hear in between the lines. That's what I want.
All right. So first, I enjoyed it overall. I think that's worth saying that it was a marked improvement over the State of the Word that I actually missed last year, but did catch up afterwards. So I wasn't able to catch that one in person. Well, one of the things that I enjoyed in particular was your team, the plugins team, being called out and referenced and appreciation shown. So you missed that call out by not watching it.
Oh, I did actually see that slide. It was shared in the plugin channel. Yeah.
Yeah, that was great to hear. And that Matt took the time and energy to highlight some of the folks that are doing like good work throughout the project. One of the things that I noticed, and I think this maybe this has been the case in the past, and I just haven't noticed it as much until now, is how Matt talks about we a lot throughout the conversation. And what I was struggling with at first, and still a bit struggling with afterwards, is in my own head, I'm like, well, who's the we that we're talking about? And I presume that the we is he's representing the community, right? But what I struggle with a bit personally is this, well, but which hat is he wearing right now? And I guess I can understand that the intention is that this is the .org. I'm a part of this community and I'm like representing the interests of this community hat. But he's also got his automatic hats. And he opened up by saying that we're basically not going to talk about the elephant in the room. We're not going to talk about the stuff with WP Engine, et cetera. And I think what I struggled with a bit, Luke, because there's a lot of positive in it.
Let me just pause you there. I think that's a great idea. I think just to step out onto the stage, and like I said, I don't know if he actually did this, but I'm imagining him just going, look, we're not going to talk about WP Engine. Let's get to it.
That's basically what it was.
I mean, that is way better than just not addressing it.
Yes. So he did a good job with that. I think what I struggled with was this this narrative, this message, and is my paraphrase of it is this: we've been through a lot of things, all of us here together, was what Matt was saying on stage. And we got through a lot over this past year. It was the heart of the message. And
it feels more like you've put us through a lot.
And that's part of the struggle, because it's true. We all have been through a lot, but he's not directly acknowledging the degree to which we got brought along on a thing that most of us didn't sign up for, right? And this goes all the way back to what we saw this last year. So it felt like a big surprise, right? Like, wait a minute, you're signing us up for a war. Like, what? Why is there a war? Like, who's fighting what? What's going on? Mm-hmm. So one of the things I liked a lot is the references he made to WordPress being focused on expressing creativity online. And he began to paint a picture for like where AI fits into that. I thought he did a good job of making it personal. I just found myself also struggling with the ongoing references to the Wii and the ambiguity around that.
Right.
But on the whole, I was glad I experienced it in person, gave me a few things to think about. And it was also good to see that he took time to, acknowledge and recognize the efforts of volunteers like yourself who have been helping and the team involved in pushing this forward. The most controversial thing I think that came out of it was the announcement that WordCamp US will next be in Phoenix in August, which is notoriously a hot time of year. So I thought that was an interesting choice, but we'll see how it plays out.
Okay. Okay, I've got two questions. The first, I'll give them both to you, and then we can tackle them one at a time. The first is, what is the plan for AI in WordPress? I'm actually kind of interested to know about that. And I'm excited about the AI team that's formed, and I've been sort of following along with the chats, but I want to know what Matt said. Also, the other question, was there any talk about the next phase of Gutenberg? Like, what about collaborative editing?
Well, I know he made reference to AI, but it's been a couple of weeks now, and it doesn't really stand out to me that there was much of a vision cast for what that's going to look like, except acknowledging the work that's gone into it and that it was a focus, right? We had during WordCamp itself, the core AI team announced a couple of new projects. And as far as I recall, though, nothing was referenced about Gutenberg, although I'm sure he must have said something about collaborative editing being an upcoming focus. It just didn't stand out to me now.
Okay. So it really is, from your description, just sounding like a lot of words with not much said.
I think pretty much. But it did the job.
All right. So what's next then? What do we got planned for Crossword this season?
Well, we have some great guests coming up that I think in keeping with tradition, we won't announce until we actually drop the episodes. But I'm quite excited about some of the planning that we've done, and who knows how it works out. But we've already got some great guests that we know about.
When you have guests that you're so excited to speak to, that there's always just like the chance that something goes wrong at the last minute, or the recording doesn't work, or whatever, and you don't want to have announced something about this, like, oh, we've got this guest, and then it falls through. So,
well, and what you and I have learned, and we've been talking about a bit for a while, is like, we're not taking the role of journalists here in Crossword, right?
Right.
So there's also one of the things that we've gone back and forth on, but have been really consistent with, is we want the guests that we bring on to feel comfortable, for us to like to have a good time, to be able to get their perspective and to talk about things that maybe just aren't covered in their typical beats. And that means that we give them the freedom to decide like what actually like makes the cut or not, right? Which is yes. very different from what a journalist might do when you're like on the record.
And similarly, we're not going to be like, kind of like with Mary, right? I really loved that conversation. We got so much good feedback from our chat with Mary, just people saying it was really nice to get to know her a little bit.
Yeah.
And we didn't cross-examine her. We didn't, you know, what all that. We weren't police in a dark room with a bright light shining it on her, or because we're not journalists and we're not trying to be. We just talked about, I guess we tried to keep it real. We tried to make sure it was genuine. And that's what yeah. we're going to continue to try to do for guests yep. this season.
And when WordPress comes into the conversation, as it will, then letting it follow where it's going to go, right? Like we don't, I don't want to make presumptions about that. So I am quite excited about the guests that we do have coming and looking forward to sharing that with folks. We also have a new sponsor that's joined us. First, we have Big Scoots, who's back for another season, as is Eventkoi, which is awesome. And then we've added independent analytics into the mix, which I'm quite excited about. So grateful to all of them as sponsors, and it's part of what makes it possible for you and I to do what we've been doing. Yeah, I think it's going to be a great season. Luke, you shared this piece in our group chat about AI, and it offered this interesting analogy about AI as teleportation, comparing it to teleportation. And I quite enjoyed the piece. I'll include a reference in the show notes. But one of the things that got me thinking about, and in the context of WordPress and this AI focus, with 6.9 coming out, it'll be out right about the end of this season of Crossword. I really liked how that piece introduced the concept of a reference like friction and the value of friction. And the importance of, you correct me here, it's like Chesterton's law. Or it's like the idea of unintended consequences when you get rid of something. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah. So there are two analogies in the piece. One is, let's think about AI as though it weren't AI at all, but in fact, it was teleportation. And instead of all of the problems that we've got with AI, we can start to talk about it like, well, people aren't walking anymore. People aren't taking road trips anymore. But is it better on the whole? Yeah, it's much easier to get around, less pollution, et cetera, et cetera. But the more interesting analogy, I thought, was the analogy of the wood fire stove in the house.
Yes. Yep.
Right? Where I don't know about you, but we have a fireplace, but it's not a stove. I know one person in my life that has a wood fire stove. And this whole like practice of every morning, you know, to be able to cook for the day, you got to chop firewood and bring it all inside and then get this fire going in your house that warms the house and maintaining that. Like, that is something that we've lost. There was something special, something human lost in that.
Yeah. And in the context of WordPress, what I think about, I think it's important to think about unintended consequences. And because I would argue that for the most of the world, the fact that you have instant heating, et cetera, is a good thing.
Yes, exactly.
It's important to think about what did you lose in that process. And as we're trying to figure out what happens next with AI in the project, I'm quite optimistic about its value. And I think WordPress is in an especially interesting place to be able to leverage it, but it's also important for us as individuals and as an ecosystem to think about what are some of the unintended consequences of the progress that we're making mm-hmm. here and at least start having conversations about it.
Yeah, because I think that when it comes to other technological advances like social media, the internet in general, I think we did give away too much. I think we did lose too much. Is the internet on the whole better for the world? Yes, but if we had been more careful about it, we could have come up with a better way of doing it. And I think the same is going to be true for AI.
I think we're going to have a lot of opportunity this season to poke into that and explore it in both the conversations that we're going to be having and also with what's going to be coming up in 6.9, because WordPress is now grappling with, okay, we're going to make forward progress here. And I think we can all agree that's important. And there's an excitement and energy around building in WordPress as a result of it. And it's also an opportunity for us to be thinking about, okay, what are the unintended consequences of this and where should there be friction, et cetera. So excited to be back and looking forward to this season with you.